It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Acting General Manager for Muswellbrook Shire Council, Derek Finnegan. Derek, how are you today?
Morning, Andrew. Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. Resources for regions. Some money is going to be spent around the place.
Yes, that's right. Council conducted an extraordinary council meeting last Tuesday to discuss some proposed projects for submission to the Resources for Regions Round 9 grant funding program. Some of the projects that council endorsed at that meeting, although we do have to report to council again with feasibility and firming up those projects at the September council meeting, include around $4.8 million to construct a new council works depot, which is a very important project for council.
Mm-hmm.
$2.2 million for an upgrade to the Demon Tourist Park, which includes upgrading and sealing of Bell Street, which is on the circumference of the park and provides entry to the park. Heating of the Denman Pool, provision of new amenities, and the construction of a mountain bike track. So it's a very exciting project, Andrew, and complements the existing Denman Heritage Village project, which is commenced.
All right, and also some money to be spent on the drainage in Merton Street.
That's right, Andrew. That has been problematic for a number of years, and Council's very focused on trying to improve stormwater drainage infrastructure generally in Denman. So we're looking to access around $1.5 million to provide those upgrade works.
All right. We hadn't had to worry about the stormwater drainage when we had the drought, but it's very much been an issue over the last 18 months, hasn't it?
Certainly has, Andrew. Yeah, we've had four natural disaster declarations in the last 18 months.
Derek, tell me about the exhibition at the Art Gallery that opened recently.
I was there on Saturday. A number of councils were there as well. The exhibitions are a Brad Franks retro. Brad Franks is a former director of the Art Gallery and a very respected artist in the community. An In the Frame exhibition featuring the works of James Gleeson, which are very exciting works. Andrew, I'd encourage anyone to get into the Art Gallery and have a look at those. And an Unleashed exhibition as well. They'll be showing until the 22nd of October.
Oh, plenty of time to get down there and check it out. And also, there's some local road projects we're looking towards.
Yes, that's right. We're looking to submit a number of grant applications under the Fixing Local Road Grants Program. And these include sealing of a number of sections of Wells Gully Road, one of our unsealed roads, particularly to provide dust suppressant to adjacent residences.
Right.
And also to seal a section of Castle Rock Road, again for the same reason, to provide dust suppressant for adjacent residences. And the third one is some works associated with Victoria Street in Muswellbrook, which is the heavy vehicle bypass, where we've noticed some pavement repair is required there. We'll also be speaking to Transport for New South Wales to assist with those works as well.
So hopefully they'll get sorted out sooner than later?
Yes, hopefully, Andrew. As you said before, the storm events we've been experiencing have really caused some quite serious problems to our rural roads.
All right, looking forward to all of that and plenty more down the track. Acting General Manager of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Derek Finnegan, mate, thank you very much for the update.
Thanks very much, Andrew.